We're the station with Party Line, 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. WILO, Frankfort, broadcasting worldwide at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Stop by and see Jennifer Ping at 1746 East Wabash Street in Frankfort or call 765-654-7028.
Thank you for making Clinton County Daily News your number one resource for the news you need in Clinton County. Now available is Party Line On Demand. Just click the On Air tab. Also now available is Help Wanted, where you can find a job or, if you're a business, find out how to advertise the jobs you already have available. Also, while you're there, let us know your opinion by answering the poll question of the week. And make sure you check the real-time weather radar. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local free online newspaper.
Hi, I'm Angie from Kramer Lumber. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen? If so, then Craftmade and Kramer have something important for you to consider. Your kitchen isn't just where you cook, eat, and clean. It's the hub of your home. It's your real living room. We at Kramer Lumber can show you how to use Craftmade cabinetry to remodel your kitchen for just the ways you live. Craftmade kitchens for the real living room.
Kramer Lumber, we're the friendly ones. We are Kramer Lumber.
Hear well, live well, Hearing Care Pro.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Christopher from Hearing Care Professionals in Frankfort. Have you heard about the Starkey Halo made for iPhones? Stream your hearing aid directly to your phone for better hearing in noisy environments. Call me at 659-4327 for a free demo. That's 659-HEAR. I'd love to help you hear better.
Hearing Care Pros.
After surgery, getting back on your feet isn't always easy. Milner Community Healthcare is here to support you throughout your recovery process. We offer the perfect environment for you to heal and get stronger. A speedy recovery and returning our patients home as quickly as possible are our primary goals. We're honored to be a quality-rated nursing facility and have served our community since 1971. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare for short-term rehabilitation.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
And welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, and Compass Credit Union. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined in studio by our guest, Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon. Troy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Just trying to kick this cold. I'm hoping it leaves my body soon.
Don't leave it in here. We just take it with you. Go leave it out someplace in the community somewhere.
I'll do my best.
So how are things going?
Really well. Things are going good. I wish the weather would turn. I'm really looking forward to some warm weather. You know my history and my hobbies,
right?
And what I like to do. And I like climbing on glaciers and in snow-capped mountains. But you know what? I'm really wanting some warm weather.
I don't know. What did we do this year to really get Mother Nature in an uproar? What do we do with her? I'd love to find out. And whoever's responsible, shame on you.
We can start an investigation. I mean, we've got qualified people.
what would you slug it under anyway? Oh, gee. Troy, let's start with some of the things we've been talking. You and I talked a little bit about yesterday. You started a drug investigation unit. I think it officially started this week. Am I correct?
Yeah. We've been working on that for about 2 years. Really, manpower and staffing and some other issues prevented us from doing that. But we set a date and we went for it. And the 12-hour shifts reorganization of that structure really helped us enable us to be able to do this. And in the past, the detective unit was all one unit, and our narcotics officers would also assist on criminal investigations. So you can imagine, if they are in the middle of a drug investigation and they get a criminal investigation, a theft or something much worse, they get pulled to that. So they never could complete their drug investigation. So now we've separated our two narcotics detectives from our now three criminal detectives. And hopefully the goal of that is to strengthen both of those units and to make those investigations so much better. That way they're not being bogged down with each other's cases.
So I know it's just the first week of it, but I would take it so far. You know, I don't know if you had any cases specifically yet or not, but I think so far I would even think it's, you think it should be a good idea.
It is. It's a good idea. These guys are really busy and proud of the work that Captain Hackard and Major Allwell have done to make this all happen.
God, you know, you realize I've been here almost 10 years, and I've known them, those two guys, since I got here. So,
yeah.
Doesn't seem like it's possible. It's been that long. So, you know, and then also back in March, you guys wanted to make sure that you start treating the overdoses as crime scenes. And, you know, you really didn't know last time you were in here. You hadn't really thought about too much. But how's that situation going?
It's going really well for us. I want to be clear that they've always been crime scenes. What that policy really did was strengthen our commitment to the community that we are going to take these very serious and are going to investigate all of them if we can. And the goal of that is more geared towards finding that that dealer, that hardened dealer that we want to go after to stop the flow of poison into our community. So last time we talked about some numbers, and I didn't have those yet, but I will say that in terms of all overdoses so far in this year, and that's all drugs being used. There's been about 16 last year. There was 17, I think, at this time. So there's really not any huge statistical change in all overdoses. We've administered Narcan 8 times, and we've arrested 6 people during investigations during those overdose scenes.
Now, has those investigations resulted in an arrest of anybody else beyond that?
Are you mean like a dealer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know of one case right now we're looking at, trying to wait for some more evidence to come back. Met with the prosecutor and our detectives about a week ago. It's not as easy as you think.
Right.
These are very, very difficult cases, but we're committed to looking at those. There's a lot of legwork that goes in to track all this stuff back. And a lot of times, those key elements, those missing links in those investigation comes from cooperation from family members, being able to access certain data, possibly from a cell phone of the users, the people who've overdosed, getting the subpoenas if they're not willing to cooperate with us. So it's very time consuming, very complex. But again, we're committed to doing our best to track those dealers down.
It seems like the state of Indiana has been trying to reduce some of the penalties for those kind of crimes. What's your thoughts on that? I'm sure it's something you don't really care for.
Well, you know, there was a few years ago when all of the classifications of all of our crimes, our felonies, changed. And about that time, a lot of those drug sentences did decrease. I think the philosophy might have been, let's really go after the dealers more than the users. And this is just my opinion. And maybe there was, I think, a philosophy that there were too many nonviolent offenders in jail for drug offenses. I think that, again, that's my opinion, why that rationale may have taken place. I'm kind of an old school guy. I still like the penalties. If you do something wrong, there should be a penalty that to deter you from doing that again. I'm not sure there's much of a deterrence right now in our drug sentencing laws.
It almost seems like, to me, it's almost, I hate to say it this way, but it almost seems like it's kind of like a slap on the wrist. You don't really,
yeah,
you don't really have to pay too much for your crime. You'd say you might be out of commission for, say, a year to maybe a year or two, but that's about it.
If that, sometimes you're talking days,
yeah,
that people, if they even get sentenced at all.
Right. I was going to say more like 6 months maybe, but that's about as far as,
yeah,
you know, about as far as it goes. I saw something this morning that I've really found interesting. I don't know how much you're aware of this. I'm assuming you probably are. But public health experts are issuing a warning about Juul. It's J-U-U-L. It's about a latest tobacco craze amongst the teenagers. As marketing as a flash drive, it comes in flavors that appeal to teens, something like mango and fruit medley.
Yes, I've heard of those.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, have you guys had any interaction with that yet or not?
I haven't. Our narcotics detectives haven't said anything about that. Probably that would be something you would see more in the high schools, mm-hmm, in the middle school, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. So that's something I can look into.
I know we get a lot of those kind of things from the middle school. Usually, I know that. So
yeah,
they seem like they want to be a little bit more adventuresome maybe than some of the other kids are here. So we got a caller here for
sure.
You. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi guys, how y'all doing?
Pretty
good, John.
Right. What's going on, John?
I didn't know Mr. Baker was going to be on this morning, and so I was wanting to kind of elaborate what had happened the other day, and I called in yesterday in reference to it. I figured we have Mr. Baker on the line. We could ask him that question that I was asking you yesterday.
I wasn't listening to the show yesterday, so you need to refresh our memory.
Well, I was going down by the old CVS, and I had the lady just literally walked right out in front of me, and she was on methamphetamines, and you couldn't even stick, it was like 2 feet in front of me, and she just kept walking like I was nobody, and I pulled into Schultz's, and the officer come off of Fifth Street, was going eastbound. I flagged him down, and he looked at me visually looked at me, eye contact, and I motioned to him. I flashed my lights at him and tried to get him to pull over. I could tell him about this lady, you know, I know she was on meth. I know it because you could just tell it. And so I followed him up by the police station, and he went right by the police station. I pulled in, talked with the officer because he didn't see me. And, they act like he didn't even see me. And the officer I talked to behind the police station, you know, it fell over deaf ears. I know what they wanted me to do. They wanted me to call dispatch. I do all the time, and they want to keep you on the phone for 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. And all I do, want to report something, not to stay on the phone forever and a day.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, I thought, I understand, they got the radio going, they got the computer going, they got to watch the road, they got to talk on the phone. I know he seen me. I don't know why, and I know Mr. Bacon knows me. But, I try to, be proactive of, trying to help, with the methamphetamines thing going on. And, it bites me in the butt every time.
Try what, What do you want to say?
I'm not aware of the situation. It's something that I can look into, and I can have somebody get back with you, John.
Okay, yeah, because I know you know me and everything, and it's happened numerous of times. I've tried, but I didn't want to hit the girl because I knew with you being on methamphetamines, you ain't gonna feel nothing.
Okay.
So I figured I would just mention it to Mr. Bacon while he was on the air.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. If anybody's got any calls, it's 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463. Troy, in your mind, is the opioid crisis, is there any improvement at all in this yet?
I was thinking about this today coming over here. I think we're slowly changing the way we do things that eventually will make it better. I think there is some new legislation that requires doctors before they prescribe medication to look at the inspect system to see if who they're prescribing to is just prescribed to. Are they farming? They'll be able to tell those types of things, and they can control the prescriptions that way or even deny them. I'm talking about doctors. I think we look at what we can do as a department, as a law enforcement entity across the country. I can speak for us that as a law enforcement perspective of the situation, we're doing a really good job of finding it as best we can, arresting those who are using or dealing. But I think after we do our part is where we're starting to, where it kind of fades off a little bit. Treatment after the arrest, treatment after sentencing, treatment after they've served time, that needs to still be sharpened up. That's what we're lacking, because we're really doing our job, what's asked of us to get people, hold people responsible for this, to stop it as best we can, getting into our community, putting people into the system who are dealing. But it's after that, which I have no control over, and I have no control, and the next chief won't either. The officers don't have control of that. And I've said this for probably 2 years now that we've been talking about this, that it's treatment. That's really what we're missing. However, with that said, you can provide all the treatment in the world, but if a person doesn't want treatment, it's not going to work for them. You can't force treatment. Can, but it, you know, how effective is it going to be?
Right.
So that's what I think people are struggling with, how to tackle that after arrest, after sentence, after serving time. I still think that there needs to be a more emphasis of treatment in our jails. I know that there are some sheriffs around the country that are resistant to that. They feel that their main goal is to incarcerate. I disagree with that. I think that we need to also put good treatment in jails to help the people who are there right now. So in this community, it's kind of hard because the numbers that I see, the numbers that I can reflect on in terms of the opioid problem that we have are based off the numbers that my officers see. I can't talk about numbers that I don't see. I can't talk about numbers that the hospital sees or so forth. So, but Kevin Evans has done a really good job lately of getting people together to talk about what's going on. And I think it's opened up some eyes and opened up some perspectives and vision of other people hearing the whole package of what's going on in our community.
Okay. We got a caller here for you. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, Ken and Mr. Bacon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. What's up?
Mr. Bacon?
Yes, sir.
I was reading an article there, and I believe it was the Frankfurt paper. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
You and Mr. Skinner, and I forget who else it was, they was going to go look at a police station and see how it was, you know?
Yes.
Around. Well, I think that's very good, because we really need one. But
yes,
they came up with like a, I don't remember exactly, I think it was $5 million or $4 million to build a new police station, and we really didn't have the money for that, you know? To go quite that far, and I thought maybe just, of course, you know, you're an intelligent man. You've been to college and everything. I don't know why we have to hire all these high-priced contractors to come in and build a city police station. I don't know why you and Mr. Skinner and some of the other people, the mayor maybe, could look at these buildings like it's what they have at Brownsburg and stuff and say, now, look, we can hire our own private contractors and save money here, and we don't have to have the I think there's a lot of middlemen in these big multi-million dollar buildings that they're building that we could cut out and save some money and have a nice police station. Am I wrong? Am I wrong thinking that way? Or,
well, I understand your thought process. I really do. Brownsburg, they hired a very expensive firm, I'm sure. But the process we're going through right now, I'm gonna kind of detail the whole process, if that's okay, Ken. If
sure,
we've got
go ahead.
Time,
yeah, sure, go ahead.
To try to answer.
I was gonna talk about it anyway.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Last Thursday, Captain Skinner, Officer Josh Rubin, and Jim Siegfried and I went up to Michigan City and met with representatives from American Structure Point. They are a company that has put in a proposal to architecturally design our new police station. So we went up there, we toured it. Chief Swistek took us around. Very, very, very nice police station. On Friday, a team of us, myself, Officer Josh Rubin, and Clarence Worthen, council member, went up to Wisconsin. We went up to West Bend and looked at a police station up there that the other company, which is KJG and partnering with Zimmerman, developed up there. So we are doing this, these types of tours to make sure that the company that we recommend to build our new police station, or not build, but to design our new police station, is vetted, that they know what they're doing. This is a huge process of building a police station. There's so many more regulations than I know that you could probably think of during this process. That's why we've got to have these people. ADA compliance, all these, you know, these titles that I, you know, that the government throws on us that we have to do, which is needed. That's why we hire these firms to do that. So once we select a firm to start the design, they will do site analysis for us. They will also start space needs analysis to make sure that what they design will meet our needs now and meet our needs 50 years from now. You only get to do a project like this once, and we want to make sure that it's done correctly, up to code, up to standard, taking into consideration what our needs are going to be 15, 20, 30 years from now. I appreciate you calling me a smart guy, but I'm not sure I could do that. But once the pre-design sketches are done, we'll look at those, and we will either approve or disapprove those. If we disapprove them, they'll go back to the drawing board. But if we approve those, then those documents now go to construction documents. That's where it gets really detailed, where every beam, every light switch, every floor panel, every so forth goes. And that's a lengthy process. Excuse me. That's a lengthy process, but has to happen because the builder can't build unless those construction documents are finalized.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Can you let me in on a little secret here?
Possibly.
Can you, and we won't tell the mayor that you put it out, can you tell us anywhere it might be built at or where it might be constructed at?
We haven't made that public yet because we're still working through some things, but I'll tell you, it's in the city of Frankfort.
But you do know. You're not telling me the truth here.
I'm telling you the truth. It's in the city of Frankfort.
You know, Carl, I really think he is telling you the truth. I don't think they really do know yet.
They don't?
I don't think they really do yet.
Yeah. Well,
I know of at least two or three spots are looking at it, and I can guarantee you neither one of them has been ruled out yet.
I'll tell you this. There's not a whole lot of spots that will accommodate the actual size of the building that we're going to be constructing. I personally don't want on-street parking anymore for employees.
Right.
We want to be able to free up parking so people in the community can use the streets to park on. We'll have our own parking lot.
Right.
So take into consideration how big of a building that we need to accommodate us for the next 50 years and have off-site parking and start just kind of thinking of some places in the community that structure could fit.
Uh-huh.
And if you think of any ideas, let me know because nothing's...
Well, I don't know anything about that. It's whatever. I think the mayor and all the city councils and you and everybody that's involved in the politics part of it, I think they do a real good job and they'll come up with a good place, but we definitely need one, and the people need to get behind Chris McBarnes and tell him that he hasn't fulfilled his job as a mayor as far as he doesn't want to get reelected, and he needs to stay in there because we're on the move and we can't quit right now. We got to keep going in the direction we're moving, Frankfort does. And the mayor that we have can do that for us. So he needs to go ahead and run for at least another 4 years anyway. Anyway, because we got to get this police station and we got to keep moving ahead. So, and I'll get off here and you guys have a wonderful day.
All right, Carl.
Thank you.
All right, Carl, thanks. I got to go ahead and take a break right now. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance, Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and we'll be right back.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today. to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates. So stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at EncompassCU.com.
Community-minded, just like you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, is Ivy Tech seriously the top choice of Indiana's high school seniors? We seriously are. And the top choice of Indiana's adult students, thanks to such reasons as our experienced instructors, our state-of-the-art facilities, our more than 150 program options, and a tuition that's still under $4,000 a year. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
When you're looking for the best Mexican food around, you need to check out Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Frankfort. Pepe's offers a great selection of daily lunch specials for just $5.99. And if you crave the best fajitas in Central Indiana, Pepe's is the place. That's Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, now south of Waterbond on the south side of the square in downtown Frankfort. And welcome back to Party Line. Our in-studio guest is Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon. And Troy, we got another caller here for you. Caller on the air, go ahead.
Yes, this is John again. I was wanting to ask Mr. Bacon on the. I know the general public; some of them do, and some of them don't. ADA, you guys are talking about the new police station having ADA compliance.
Yes.
And I was wondering. I know what ADA is, and you know, some of the general public does not know what ADA stands for. Would you mind elaborating how the ADA plays into the police station?
Certainly. It's the American with Disability Act. Basically, the way construction has to be designed, it has to be designed in a way that takes into consideration people with disabilities, wheelchairs and so forth like that, to make the building accessible and usable. And that's all the way down from the if we have two stories, to have an elevator, that way people can access that. Or even the bathrooms. The bathrooms have to be constructed in a way that everyone can use it.
Okay, yes. ADA also declines on somebody with a reading-writing disability as well. Am I correct?
That would be a disability as well.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I didn't know the police department is going to fit that into the criteria or not.
That's, I'm assuming that it'll all be taken into consideration, and when the architects work with us to design the new building, all of that will be implemented. It'll all be all up to code.
Okay. John, we need to run, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Troy, what I wanted to ask you is that has your main needs for the new station, have they changed any? You still got the same three or four needs, I take it, besides space, obviously. There's still, you know, you're still needing the, for your evidence and all that kind of stuff. But just kind of run over those main needs that you really want that this one now does not have.
Well, there's quite a few, and some of the ones that, you know, I've talked about in the past are the evidence. The evidence storage is busting at the seams. We just don't have any more room for that, and we feel that we can make evidence processing and handling and storage so much better with a new facility. Technology in our department is obsolete. It's really designed in a way that you really can't put any more on without causing more problems. There's some issues structurally. The internal gutters need to be fixed. Parking is an issue for us as well. Security is an issue for us, not only for the officers, but for the people who come to our building. Mm-hmm. When you come to a police station, you want to feel safe. The flow of the building doesn't meet national standards. Because it's an old building, we're not necessarily in violation, but it really makes it quite difficult for us, especially when we have a juvenile in custody. The steps we have to go through, a newly designed building would make those adjustments. The lobby itself is one big giant room. It's a beautiful room, but Ken, if you come in to make a complaint and your complaint or to file a police report and it's confidential in nature and you're talking to me and somebody else comes in to talk to an officer, now they're going to overhear your conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair to the people. And those are just some of the basic things that you know have always been constant with us. Room is definitely size is definitely a concern, especially if we're going to grow as a city. Right now, we're occupying every square inch of usable space that we can, and if we grow as a city, that means more officers, and we're going to put that office space. And more officers means more evidence. More officers means more paperwork that needs to be filed. So. It's time. It's time.
It is.
The building has looked the same since I was hired in 1998. The same needs I had as a rookie officer in 1998 pretty much are the same needs now. They've gotten a little bit different because of technology needs and 21st century policing standards have come about. Technology is a big one. We're so much more technologically advanced than we were, you know, 20 years ago. So.
Okay. When do you hope to maybe even break ground or have an idea of when you might where it might be and when you want to get started?
Well, we're looking at picking the firm right now, and we'll hopefully have it done here in about another week or week and a half. And there's a whole process we still have to go through. And I would say if there's no bumps in the road, which there usually is, I would anticipate all things being good. All things being on schedule, probably summer of next year, I'm going to guess. Maybe early spring of next year, I would guess.
Okay.
That's my ballpark. But there's a lot of variables, obviously, that plays into that.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I turn you loose?
No.
Okay. Troy Bacon, Frankfort Police Department, Frankfort Police Chief, thanks much. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. It's going to do it for today's show. Our sponsors are Jennifer Ping, Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Kramer Lumber, DeWitt Center, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Johnny V's Main Street Grill, Ivy Tech Community College, We're Changing Lives. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, all at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Everybody, have a great day. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.